Well, welcome back to the open line portion of the program now as we get rolling. Now, don't forget, before you go to bed Saturday night into Sunday morning, turn your clocks, spring ahead, fall back 1 hour as we go off most states from daylight saving time. So it's goodbye. It means it's going to get darker an hour quicker, and that's kind of interesting. But you know what? Wintertime, that's what it's all about. Anyways, we've got open lines for you. One of the things I wanted to ask you, if you could bring it up, that's great. It's kind of weird, but what was your favorite toy as you were growing up as a kid, and what's the story behind it? What was your favorite toy? Mine, I might as well share it with you. I had a bunch of little plastic soldiers. Little tiny ones, and me and my buddies would stay in the garage for hours and hours and hours playing with these hundreds of little toy soldiers, setting them up in little war positions and everything else, and we had a great time doing that. It was fun. That was one of my favorites. What's yours? But we'll check in with Open Lines when we come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie with you. We've got open lines for you. Nothing like it on a Friday night. And let's go right to the phones. Rachel, Elmira, New York is with us. Hi, Rach. Welcome to the program.
Oh, George, it's so good to talk to you. I haven't spoken to you in 20 years.
It seems like that.
I started out in California, and you talked to me a few times about the earthquakes. And
yep.
I was feeling them in the seismic waves and stuff. We got to chat. I'm so happy.
Hey, wait, what was your favorite toy as a kid? I got to ask you that.
An organ. I had the little, I don't know who, I got it as a present. And it was little punch buttons on the side. And you could play. It was like a brown box. But kind of, you know, that's what it started out as. I had to play organ. And that worked. And then I did learn piano and those things, but it was fun. And it just made music and it kept me busy.
Did you ever go on to playing the organ later on?
Well, I did a church organ for briefly.
Really? So that had an effect on you as a little girl?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed music. Really, I'm saying I really wanted to go see you at your shows, but I've missed you, so I'm still trying to. But I did go. I drove coast to coast from California to New York, and I stopped in Missouri.
We might have one in Pittsburgh next year. If we do,
awesome.
come on by. Yeah.
I wanted to start the star so badly because I had terrible crisis with cars right now. I bought one here in April, and Subrock Frame, they said it had, because of the salt from when they salt the roads in the wintertime.
Yep, and yeah, well, that's very hit big out there.
Inspection. I got it taken for $600.
Who'd you buy it from, a private person or a dealer?
Yes, and New York State does not have consumer protection for private sales.
No.
So then I went.
Buyer beware, right?
Right, and I this is where I trust, you know. I was so anxious for the car. And so then I went to a little mom-and-pop dealership. My daughter helped me. She put down the $200 deposit, and I was going to get the rest of it. I could never get that car. Never. I don't know. I was like, am I in a version of the Twilight Zone? I don't know.
You got to have faith, Rachel.
And also, I wanted to tell you, I saw a movie with Art Bell in it. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he did a movie, and I think he played himself, didn't he?
Yes, it was Crystal Shadow.
Yeah.
I just ran across it yesterday.
Absolutely. It was a long time ago. Wow.
Right? I was like, wow. You know, it was very shocking, and you know, condolences to the whole
Oh,
KFI family.
that was a horrible night. It was April 13th, a couple years ago, and when that story was coming in, and it had not been verified yet. So, and we will just—it's my policy. You don't go with those kinds of death stories until it's verified at least once, twice by some reputable people. We couldn't verify it at that point. We had George Knapp working on it with the Nye County Sheriff's Department, and he was starting to get us information. But prior to that, we didn't have any verification. I thought it was some crazy joke that somebody was trying to pull on us.
Oh, my God. No, no, that's no joke. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
The Star was talking about how prayers work. I was adopted. 46 years I've looked for real family. In 1999, I was contacted by who now I know is my half-sister. I asked her to send me proof to verify it. She sent me a picture of my mother, and I thought it was me. I thought they superimposed the picture of me, what I looked like, and I wasn't. I was kind of nervous. I said, okay, well, I'd like to see a picture of my dad, because I felt like I was a daddy, you know, dad. So they couldn't do that. So it was because my other sister, I have two sisters. One came from my mother's side, and one came from my father's side. So she didn't have the picture.
But you found them. Are you still in touch with them?
I can't. This is why I'm here in Elmira. They, from 1999 till 2013, this lady kept trying. I asked her the same question. This time, she got in touch with my sister, who supplied the missing piece. Shows me when I was a little girl, one. I was adopted at four. Shows me at one, sitting on my daddy's lap.
Oh, wow.
My real father's lap. So I had to come. So here I, here I am.
And your real parents are gone?
Are deceased. Everybody's deceased. But I have a truck driver, brother, Lee, who's out there somewhere, maybe.
All right. Good for you, Rachel. Thanks. Yeah, that's pretty heartbreaking, too, when you are adopted and you have that quest. I think it's something within you to find your biological family and your parents and your mother, and you want to ask them, why did you give me up for adoption? What happened? In a lot of cases, you know, the your mother may have been, you know, a very young woman and had to do this reluctantly. Things weren't easy, but you know what I would have done? I mean, had that happened to one of my children, the first thing I would have said was, keep the child, we'll help you raise it, rather than give you up for adoption. I just think it's so important that kids, as they grow up and become adults, still feel that biological need. Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Welcome to the show. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, George. I was listening to the debate, you know, with Howard, and interesting guy.
Smart guy.
Yeah, and I like what he said about the extreme sports people finding flow doing that, because I always wondered what makes those people tick that do extreme sports. But in a debate, he was throwing around a lot of numbers, and I thought that was a tactic. And I'll just give you a couple of numbers. The whole thing with the Russian thing was based on that dossier. You know, everybody knows that. But they said that Carter Page was offered 20%, 20% of Rosneft, which is the biggest oil company, the oil company in Russia. So that's worth at least $1 trillion, maybe two.
Wow.
So in other words, supposedly this guy was offered $200 billion. So right there, you know, the whole thing was a hoax. All this media storm for years is based on a complete hoax. And the second item he said was this aid to the Ukraine was vital. Now, $400 million, we shouldn't be giving any money to the Ukraine, period, number one. But number two is $400 million isn't going to do anything in terms of military aid. The drone that was shot down in Iran cost $200 million. So you get two drones, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. What are they going to do with them?
Right. Exactly. So he said it was vital aid, you know, for the Ukraine. It's not vital aid. And also another thing is, if you look at that Mueller investigation, he went after Corsi, who's written books for you.
Mm-hmm. Corsi, of course, was exonerated. He's okay.
Right. Roger Stone has written books for years. The National Enquirer, which I've read for years, and actually had to sell to another owner. So it's actually, I think, like almost like a media. Why Howard would support people that would go after people that write books. And I listened to that show with Corsi. Now, he was like justifying, oh, I write great books, they're well-researched, which I'm sure he does. But even if they're terrible books, he's entitled to write books. Who is Mueller to go after a guy? You know, they're grilling him about what he wrote on page 193 in a book. So to me, this is like very anti-media. And yet the media supported his, going after people that, you know, are simply writers, you know.
And he had to try to go after anybody because he couldn't get what he was looking for. That's for sure. Tom's got a text or tweet. What do you have, Tommy?
Sure do, from Jerry in Connecticut.
Oh, by the way, what was your favorite toy growing up as a kid?
Well, there's Gear Switch. Ironically enough, earlier this week I was talking to Lauren Weinstein, and he told me he had a Slinky. But remember Slinky?
I sure do.
But I think I'm going to go with Silly Putty. Remember that?
Silly Putty is great. And also, do you remember Flubber?
I do.
It was stuff that you could just, it was like Silly Putty, but it was different because it was bouncy. You could roll it into a ball and bounce it. I won a national contest once writing a promo at 9 years old for Flubber.
Did that come because of the movie Son of Flubber?
The whole thing came from Flubber with Fred McMurray.
Yeah, great movie.
But listen to my promo. I still remember it. I think it was 8 or 9 years old. I wrote it out. My mom sent it in, and I won. I think I won a box of Flubber. Listen to this promo.
Okay, go.
And remember now, I'm 8 or 10 years old writing this thing.
Okay, go.
Flubber is the thing to buy. Once you bounce it, watch it fly. They love that.
Beautiful. Who bought it? Some agency?
Yeah.
Did you win any money?
No, they just gave me a box of Flubber.
That's kind of cool.
That was it. Anyways, what's our text or tweet?
Jerry from Connecticut. Do you think some people are capable of having more than one soulmate?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. Soulmates don't mean one person at all. I think you could have several. And, you know, a lot of people think that they have a soulmate, then they break up, they get a divorce, then they go, how could this happen? This was my soulmate. You get another one. That happens.
You think that people don't always marry their soulmates?
I think in many cases, people don't marry their soulmates.
So they're married to one person, but they have a real soulmate in somebody else?
Somebody's out there somewhere. They just haven't met them yet.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Tom will be taking your texts and tweets for the rest of the night. And, of course, we're taking your open line calls. Let's go to Jody in Houston, Texas. Hey, Jody, welcome.
Hey, George. I'm a longtime fan.
Thank you. We may be having a great show in Houston next year. Tommy's working on some stuff.
I'll be there.
All right. You bring your friends.
Definitely. I will. Hey, my question is, I have a son who's 24. He has a dark entity that has a stronghold on him. It's been going on for many, many years. I've done everything I can think of. I've researched it. I've found a pastor in Houston that did several interviews with me and agrees that he thinks he does have entities, and he wants me to bring my son in for cleansing. I can't get my son to go.
He won't
now
do it.
Son, he does know that there's something dark attached to him. He's you know.
You know, he feels it. He feels that, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, and he's had phone calls. Oh, it's a lot of stuff. But every time I say, all right, let's go. Let's get this taken care of. Let's go in there and just talk to him. Something will come up. Or I just can't. Or, you know, I don't know what else to do. I have done cleansings. You know, we're Ojibwa. We're half Ojibwa. And I've done, you know, the Native American cleansing. I don't know what to do.
How old is he?
He's 24 now.
Well, he's old enough to do it on his own. That's the other issue. You can't pull him. Well, you know? You can't force him.
I know. He is still living at home. He's, you know, had some setbacks in his life. He's been in trouble about, you know, this entity. It just lives through him. It's chaos.
Is he a good person?
He is a good, my son is a good person at heart. Before all this happened, he was a different person. And it started to grow, and... And it's scary now. It scares me.
Well, I bet it does. You're his mother. You're scared to be alone with him?
Yeah.
What do you think he's capable of?
Sometimes he doesn't even look the same. His eyes get completely, like he has no pupils.
He shapeshifts, doesn't he?
It's so scary. And then afterwards, he has like no memory. He is unaware of it. You know what I mean?
Jody, has he ever attacked you?
Yes. He used to physically abuse me when he turned 12, 13, and 14. And then...
Have you gotten him into a psychologist or a psychiatrist?
Yeah. Been there, done that many times.
No help.
Have him arrested. He went to juvie.
Oh, God.
Then he stopped physically abusing me, but the mental and verbal.
Where is he right now while you're talking to us?
Well, I'm up in Alma, Wisconsin, helping my mom move into an apartment. She's elderly.
Okay.
But I live in Houston, Texas, and so he's down there.
Well, this is...
Can you point me anywhere, anybody that might be able to help?
Well, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll see if Tom's got a list of some people that he can help you with, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
But here's the problem. As you said, Jody, he's got to be open to it himself. He's got to want to do this. Or it's not going to work. So let me put you on hold. Tom says, see what you can do for Jody. The break's coming up pretty soon, too. So maybe you can just get her phone number and call her back after you do some research to see who's out there in that area that might be able to help. But that's a problem because I think the young man has got to want to do this himself. There's got to be somebody out there that can reach him, that can get to him, and that he can respect and maybe start making some changes. I think there's, you know, by and large, there's good in everybody, but sometimes something goes wrong. And, you know, look at these serial killers, for crying out loud. Were they born that way? I don't think so. Something horrible happened to them as kids. Anyways, we're going to continue with Open Lines. Don't forget, by the way, our free YouTube channel, Coast to Coast AM Official. If you're searching YouTube, that's what you put in. But we've got the icon at coasttocoastam.com. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook as well. And sign up for the Coast Zone free digital newsletter, if you would. It's down there. We send it to you every morning after the show. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Open Lines. And one of the questions, what was your favorite toy growing up as a kid, in addition to what you're calling about? Cornelius is with us in Louisiana. Hello there, sir.
Hello there, George and Tommy and all the callers and listeners. George, I was just talking to Tommy. Ruthie and Barry called me and said, we heard your name mentioned the other morning, because I kind of... fall asleep sometimes when I don't mean to.
That happens. Yeah. Now, you're not saying the show makes you go to sleep, but
you just fall asleep. No. Your show is so exciting. The women that's been calling in with like that woman in Houston saying she's got a problem with her son, Bill Bean.
Jody.
I hope y'all get a hold of Bill Bean to help her out.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion.
And I wanted to say, too, my favorite toy, I loved those little green men when I was a kid. And that's why I joined the MP Corps. Yeah, that's really true, George. And I love that story about you writing about Flubber and stuff and getting something back. And I don't know if all the callers and listeners. Oh, I sent you Morgus, Dr. Morgus made the paper, so I sent you a copy of the article, and I made a copy where you can frame it up on the wall, but I sent you the exact...
All right. Well, I'll get it when I get back to Los Angeles after the holidays. I'm in St. Louis right
now. Yeah, but I wanted to make sure you know. But I know somebody, Alex, signed for it, so I know y'all got it because I got my little green card back.
Oh, my God. You sent it registered, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure. But anyway, George. Oh, and that investigative reporter, one night I would love to talk to her. But this is what I wanted to bring up. I was telling Tommy, Barry and Ruthie, those two coast-to-coast listeners and stuff, and, of course, Barry the caller, I tell you, they keep me going and stuff. And the show, you've taken it to the next level. I hope with Veterans Day coming up, I hope you'll do a four-hour show if you hadn't planned it.
Not 4 hours, but we're going to do at least one with Daniel Brinkley, at least one.
Brinkley Brigade. But next year, make it 4 hours. Do the Army one, do the Air Force for another hour, do the Marines for another hour, then the Navy for the last hour for you, because you're a great Navy man and stuff. So,
I was at the airport in Chicago last weekend, and as I was leaving, I saw two Navy sailors sitting there having a little lunch and walked up to them and just said, 9 years, pointed to me, and they went, yes, sir. It was so good. It's been a long time since they said that.
Hey, George, I want to mention one more thing. President Trump is coming to Monroe, Louisiana, which is about 2 hours north of here, Wednesday, to stomp for the Rasponi and stuff like that. I used to call him Phony Baloney Eddie Rasponi because I was supporting another guy named Ralph Abraham. But they've kind of come together now, and I wish I could go up there. I wanted to be up there, but I can't make it for that. But a lot of people from Arkansas, Mississippi, and Texas, because it's on I-20, Monroe is. So a lot of people are going to be coming and stuff. So I wish it could have been Alexandria, Louisiana. I tell you, I would have gone then.
You would have been there. You could have been our correspondent giving us a report.
There you go. Hey, ask somebody that night. Maybe a Monroe listener can give a call in and say, well, yeah, I went to the Trump rally and stuff like that. So that would be a good thing to have on.
I still think it's going to be an interesting 2020 election.
Oh, yeah, it really is. I salute you and Tommy and stuff. Like I said, we love you. You don't know how much you keep us going. And that lady, we need to put her on the prayer list with that, with her son.
Well, that Bill Bean idea is a good suggestion.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Thanks, Gorney. All right. You take care. He's a good caller. He's been around for a long time. Here's Eric, truck driving in Indiana. Hey, Eric.
George! This is Eric, the mind control guy. How's everybody doing tonight?
I've now gone deaf, Eric. Thank you.
I toned it way down, George.
Yeah, you did. Boy, you used to be really loud before.
Oh, yeah. And then Brian from Indianapolis said, man, you're blowing George's eardrums out. Tone it down. That's okay.
He was right.
Anyway, George, a while back, I told my story about my encounter with the MIB I had back in 2006 and the reason behind it, which is where I had this vision mm-hmm. of how they threatened Senator John Glenn. Well, recently, through a source that I've trusted my whole life, is a person who does do remote viewing. They don't advertise it, but they do it, and I know they do it. And so I had them check out. I said, why did these MIB threaten John Glenn?
Men in Black, for people who don't know what that is.
Yeah, the guys in dark suits and shades that show up when you see something that they don't want you to see.
That's right.
Anyway, apparently these guys have been getting into a whole bunch of ultra-secret, top-secret, Brick Battle 1, Cosmic Majestic, all kinds of things that they don't need to be getting into. Well, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but they decided they wanted the formalities done. And so John Glenn, whichever position he had within the Senate, was the go-to guy. And they just wanted all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. And they wanted him to approve these clearances that would give them any access to anything, anytime, any place without, above need to know, because mm-hmm. a lot of these things, George, you might have the highest clearance out there, but unless you have a need to know, you're not allowed to know. And they went to John Glenn to basically, I'm not sure if you want to say obfuscate all that, go above all that, to where whatever credential they flashed, they were given the approval. And whoever these dirtbags are that did this, and I told my story on your show, and I also made some YouTube videos where I've told my story as well. And I'm thinking, you know, all the alphabet soup agencies that listen to your show, who are hearing me right now,
yep.
these guys have all the technology and all the goodies and the resources to maybe go back to that time and try and do their, you know, own intel research to find out who these guys are, and if they're still around, get those guys. The YouTube series that I made, I call it the MIBs or SOBs, you know, because anybody who's really met them, yeah. I mean, these guys are some very dark characters. They are not nice. I mean, the movie The Shadow Men that came out in 1997 was the more accurate portrayal of what the MIB are really like, as opposed to the series with Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith. And last year,
which was more of a comedy thing.
Yeah, it was a comedy sci-fi. Last year, it's a very obscure movie called Alien Code. And they have some very dark, sinister messages in that movie. The only thing that, you know, I didn't care for is some of these directors, I don't know why they do it. There was no excuse for it, but they dropped the F-bomb way too many times.
That's crazy. It's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable, but to get past all that and watch the movie for what it is, it'll grab you, George, if you ever get a chance to see it. I found it on Amazon for like $9,
$10. How do people see you on YouTube, Eric?
Eric, I got a channel called Eric the Mind Control Guy.
Okay, cool. All right, super. Thanks, Eric. Text and tweets. Welcome. Tommy, what do you got for us?
How about one from Cynthia in Carlsbad, California? Please discuss mirrors and the chances that they are actually portals, and if so, to where?
The greatest person for that was our dear friend, the late Rosemary Ellen Guiley, especially black mirrors, which she saw as portals to other dimensions and things like that.
Yeah, to contact the dead.
Yeah.
The book was The Art of the Black Mirror Scrying.
Mirrors are different. I mean, you know, there's the old mirror that you have that you use to look at yourself when you take a shower and you're putting yourself together. But these other kinds of mirrors are strange. And Rosemary wrote a book on that. She would sell those mirrors, too. And she gave us one, I think. I was scared to look at it. I'm afraid of it.
Well, she said they were good. She told me they were good. And you can contact, you know, your loved ones. She used to sell the book and the mirror together. You can't get them anymore together, but the books are available.
These mirrors, there's something there.
Creepy.
There really is. Thanks, Tommy. We'll have one more text next hour for us. Let's move on to Ryan in Rochester, New York. Hey, Ryan, thank you for calling.
George, first I have to say I am completely 100% honored to speak with you. I am agnostic, but I also feel blessed at the same time for just you being you and just having this radio station.
Oh,
and just
thank you.
Speaking with you.
You're too kind on that. Thank you, Ryan.
So let me give you a little background. I am a 41-year-old male, obviously. So I have been struggling with heroin addiction for 20 years now. So I have a great job. Unfortunately, I have been through, and this is no exaggeration, probably by this time, maybe 30, 35 rehabs.
Oh, my God.
And nothing I don't want to use. I really don't want to use.
Are you on it now?
I have to be. So I am so desperate at this point The only joy I have felt within the last 3 months, I have to be totally honest with you, you just played Louis Armstrong, and I closed my eyes and listened to it, and that was the most positive feeling I felt in the last 3 months.
Oh, good.
Have you ever heard of Ibogaine? That is the only thing that I've been doing a lot of research on, and I guess it's a super heavy psychedelic, and it's supposed to reset your brain somehow to where you don't feel any cravings. It's something with the reward system in your brain. It resets it, so you don't even think about it. It's like you never did it. And I have yet to find anyone online or anyone in person, anyone who's done it. It's only really in Mexico. The U.S. hasn't approved it, but there's been a lot of positive reviews on it, I guess, but I haven't really spoken to anybody about it or heard any discussions about it.
You might want to try it, Ryan. You might want to try it. I mean, here you are, you're 41 years old. You sound good right now.
It costs that's a facade. That's how I feel. It costs like $10,000. it's a really good resource. It has to be medically. It's a medical facility that you actually do it at.
Would you have a pretty good job?
I do. Unfortunately, all my money has to go to it. I just recently broke up with, she broke up with me because of this. I'm living in my van, I don't have the courage to do it or anything like that, but, whenever I do it, I'm like, if there is a God out there, just take me. Do it now. it's like, I'm just so desperate at this point. This is all I do, and I go to work and support this asshole.
Yeah. How much is? Let me ask you, Ryan. How much has this habit cost you? Like a week or a month?
Let's see. So I bring home maybe between about $700-$800 a week, and
my God,
I end up owing about $200 a week after that. So.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and I want you to give Tom some information on you so we can get a hold of you, obviously, and see if we can get some people to contact you to give you some kind of assistance. Because you got to get off that. Because if you don't, at 41 years old, it's going to kill you. It's going to kill you. I had a dear friend of mine died last December with prescription pills. That's what killed Art Bell, too. Prescription pills, taking too much, mixing too much. Heroin alone is going to kill you all by itself. You've got to get you out there. So, Tom, take care of Ryan for me if you can. Get some information on how to get a hold of him, and let's see if we can get somebody like Dr. Peter Breggin or somebody to recommend some folks out in Rochester, New York for him. We got to do something. Mary in New Jersey, welcome to the show. Hi, Mayor.
Hello, how are you?
Great.
This is about the fires in California.
Yeah.
Years ago, I saw a show. It was Israel. They're showing how they took the ocean water and desalted it and used it for their gardens. Can California possibly do that? Take out the water from the ocean, desalt it, sit it around in large tanks all through California, hook up lawn sprinklers, and turn it on when they anticipate a fire?
They probably don't have the capability of sucking that kind of water out of the ocean. But if it works, what a great idea.
Well, Israel did it. I'm thinking of the toys that you were talking about.
Yeah, what was your favorite toy growing up?
Well, I can't remember. Like, I'm thinking like 7 on or whatever, but I remember the Slinky, but I remember Jax. You remember Jax?
Oh, yeah, with the little ball, and you bounce it and pick up 3 or 4 or something.
Jax. I think I had a bucket of Tiddlywinks, I think. You, like, tip them, and they come.
Yep, and you shoot them out like little rocket ships. Boom.
Yeah, Yeah, I couldn't even think of the slinky till I heard somebody say it to make it go down.
Slinkies were great going down steps, yeah, weren't they? They were the best. Okay, thanks. We're going to continue with open lines. Tell me what your favorite toy was as a kid. That's amazing. Some of these things that we used to have. Tiddlywinks. I forgot all about those things. We would play that for hours, taking one thing and smacking it down and making it flip into another. We'll be back.